News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Colm Henry, HSE's Chief Clinical Officer. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is there shoots of hope, to quote Arlene Foster about the figures in the north? Is there shoots of hope in the figures we've seen on COVID cases over the last 4 to 5 days, Colm?
Well, there certainly remains much to worry about. But yes, there are shoots of hope. And they imply that perhaps the measures that everybody's taking and the cumulative total and of all those efforts that everybody's making, your listeners, everybody throughout the country, are starting to kick in. So what we see, Shane, is that a number of daily cases less than 1,000 for 6 of the past 7 days. You remember only a week or two ago we were hitting cases of 1,200 per day and getting used with numbing regularity to those new figures. And we see the 14-day incidence. That's the way we compare our incidence here against ourselves from time to time and with other countries. We see that falling from 309 per 100,000 to 292. And also we see that 7-day average, so what proportion of cases of the past 14 days occurred in the past 7 days, that's now fallen to about 42%, implying that we've reached a peak. Now, the one caveat I'd say is that even though we see at the beginning of drops in all age groups, that does not apply to the over 65s, and that's where the disease has its greatest impact in terms of severity.
Why is that, Colm?
Well, I think the most likely explanation is of that delayed effect. If we look at this whole phase as how it's impacted on Western Europe and the crisis that Europe is going through at the moment, it began with a surge in case of outbreaks in younger people, and then widespread transmission within younger people. And then it was inevitable when that got to a certain level that seeped into older age groups. But there was a noticeable lag, not just in Ireland, but in other countries, between the surging levels in the 18 to 25 age group and that critical age group over 55, over 65. So it's going to take longer to turn that ship with the older age groups. And we see that playing out in Europe at the moment. A lot of concern in countries. 200,000 cases reported in 1 week alone in France. Mm. An increase overall in European cases of 36%. Big concern. We've always been behind them in terms of our experience and had the advantage of seeing how it's beginning to impact on their healthcare services. And we see that happening now in Belgium, the Czech Republic, where their intensive care service, their acute hospital services, are under strain and they're very worried. So the message this morning is, yes, to go back to your question, there are green shoots of hope, but we're only ever 2 or 3 weeks away from our healthcare system's been overrun.
Okay, all right. So a lot done, a lot more still to do. Just a few other issues I just want to tease out with you. The situations in schools. Some talk today, or some speculation about the possibility of masks for primary school children being introduced. I know the INTO are suggesting that. Any thoughts on that?
Yes, and I see that one European country, is introducing the idea of masks for children. We're always considering additional measures that can be brought in. I want to acknowledge the huge work of school principals, teachers, parents, everybody in the effort in Ireland, where over 4,000 schools open since September. And it's largely been in line, what the European Centre for Disease Control said would happen, i.e. that schools are not incubators and not sources of major transmission. Now, lots of infection prevention control measures have been brought in, lots of ways of reconfiguring the classroom to make things safer for teachers and for students. Masks, certainly the advice is for secondary school children to wear a mask if they can, for primary school children less so, because of the obvious difficulties with younger children in getting them to wear a mask all the time. It's the focus for we have in allowing for the fact that there's only so much messaging and so much change that people can absorb in anyone.
Nothing imminent on that, but it's always under consideration.
Always under consideration, yes.
Hand sanitizers, the latest story, is it 52 sanitization products have been removed. That's going to make things very awkward for schools reopening on Monday.
Yes, but to reassure people, we have lots of stock. The particular issue that came over last weekend pertained to about 8% of our stock. And people would have read that there was most of that was in storage and so much of it was out in the system. We did a preliminary analysis of that. And the main concern over it was that when you look at what the WHO describe what an effective hand sanitizer would be, they describe that it should be at least 60% alcohol. And in the analysis that was done, we saw that of the three samples that were done, one was slightly short, one was sufficient, and one was at 50% alcohol, which is about 10% lower than it should have been. So the main concern was over the status, efficacy of the product. As regards to safety, it's meant to be applied to hands only, so these products are never meant to be ingested. But that component that contained methanol certainly wouldn't be something you'd want anybody to drink or to ingest, because it wouldn't be safe under any circumstances. But then again, hand gel, as I said, is never meant to be ingested.
Now, I know you're not in the Department of Education, but do you think this can be sorted by Monday? Will schools be okay to open, do you think? Are you confident about that?
I'm confident, looking not just at this issue, but looking at the broader issue of how the school preparedness of the support. We're preparing enhanced support to those public health teams for all schools, working with the Department of Education, providing inspectors and public health teams so that we have a point of contact for all school principals on any issue they may have, on definition of a contact, on definition of how they could respond to cases that have been identified. Okay. But to reassure people, as I said, of those 4,000 schools, in line with what the European experience is, in very, very small amount, we identified transmission within school settings. And just, if Shane, I could just take sort of small time to describe that. Those outbreaks that we have identified in schools are very small in number, 3 or 4 generally is the median number, in comparison to the long-term residential care facilities, where we see a much more lethal expression of the virus once it gets inside the door.
Just briefly on those nursing homes you mentioned, lead story of the Irish Times today, 5 homes receiving intensive support from the state. Just briefly, how concerned are you about that?
All of us concerned, and let me be very clear about that. We've learned a lot about this virus with older people. We've learned about how the symptoms are not always the same. We've learned about asymptomatic spread. We've learned the importance of infection prevention control. And so much change and so much improvement has been carried out by nursing homes, public and private, over the past 9 months. That said, with high levels of community transmission, the best preparation, the best infection prevention control measures will not prevent the virus seeping into older age groups and into congregated settings. The one thing I'd say now is we have a much greater heightened sense of awareness of the virus. We find our cases earlier, we do sweep testing earlier, we do serial testing of healthcare workers.
Okay.
So that awareness allows us to intervene at an earlier time than in the first phase back in March and April, with all the consequences we know about now.
Colm, just really, really briefly, just 2 very quick things I just want to ask you about. Those reports today in some papers and a lot online that there's an issue with the preventative pneumonia vaccine, that the vaccine has run out. Can you clarify what the situation is there?
Yes, just for your listeners, there's a vaccine for pneumococcus to prevent a nasty illness, which is unfortunately rare, and it was just collapsed in incidence over the past years, one reason being the availability of vaccine. There's a vaccine for children, which is for which we have no problems. The vaccine for older people, yes, their stocks are low, not just in Ireland, but internationally. What we're seeing now is a much greater awareness of people of their health and a big uptake in flu vaccine and pneumovac. So we communicate to GPs, reminding all healthcare professionals to use this vaccine for older age groups, for the most at-risk age groups, and that there's no need to repeat the vaccine, that the vaccine once given should be effective. So we're trying to preserve what stocks we have for those who are for the greatest need.
So there is a bit of a shortage?
Yes, there is. No denial of that. Or internationally and in Ireland, it's a huge increased demand, which is good among older age groups and those who need this vaccine.
Okay.
We want to take the vaccine up, but the uptake has led. We hope and we're hopeful that we'll have enough supplies for the demand that we truly need.
Colm Henry, HSE's Chief Clinical Officer, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.